A man known for keeping alive the language and culture of the indigenous people of Alaska's rural Southwest died on Monday.
His name was John Active. He promoted Yupik heritage on public radio and TV station KYUK in Bethel. And for a while, in the 1990s, he was a commentator on this program. He brought a bit of rural Alaska to All Things Considered listeners. One time, he resorted to song to explain why collecting berries on the tundra was such a hard job.
First, let's have a little music, please, to get us in the mood. Let's see, what would be good? How about Fiddler on the Roof? Tukung sao kuma hui, ksan koh pao yach to hui, rnach pak jayu ni hui, ksan koh pao nga ma hui, ik faut lag yach to hui, tukung sao kuma hui. Translation, if I were a rich man, I'd have someone pick berries for me.
John Active considered himself a storyteller, but he also read the news on the air. Yupik is not a written language. He would glance at news stories in English and interpret them into Yupik on the fly. School teacher Ayaprun Jones has lived in Bethel for 45 years. Today she teaches at a Yupik immersion school. She got to know John Active from listening to him on the radio.
The fact that the media was promoting my Yupik language tied in with what I'm doing now. As a person who promotes the Yupik language, I was extra proud of another person who had so much respect, especially toward elders, that he sought to have the news broadcast in our Yupik language.
After a stroke this spring, John Active retired from broadcasting. KYUK held a party for him, and he had a few words to say about his career and his life.
Everything that I do today and on the radio, try to make people laugh, make them comfortable, is I'm trying to pass on what the elders taught to me by my actions, what I learned from them. Kuyana.
Kuyana means, as you might guess, thank you. Bethel, Alaska will say Kuyana to John Active tomorrow at his funeral service. He died Monday at the age of 69.
We've also learned today about the death of another member of our public radio family. John McChesney served NPR as both editor and reporter. He came to NPR in 1979 to establish our national desk. Later, he expanded NPR's international coverage as one of our first foreign desk editors.
In the 1990s, he moved to San Francisco to become NPR's first digital technology reporter. Later, in 2005, John McChesney produced a major investigative piece on the only death to occur in the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. He died last night at the age of 78 with his family around him. He had been suffering from leukemia.